This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Thanks for being here. We're wrapping up a Friday with Umpqua Valley, Inside Douglas County. I'm going so many different directions today. John Demoff in, who could probably actually speak more articulately at this point than I can.
It's been a busy day.
It has been a busy day. Lots of folks coming in, lots of things going on. And we want to kind of get you an update on things happening with Thrive Umpqua today, because there's a lot there. A newsletter came out a few days ago. I think actually maybe last weekend for people that get that. And by the way, John, how do people get your newsletter? How do they get signed up for that?
Yeah, we're trying to make it convenient for everybody to find out about events. So thanks for asking that. So there is the Community Wellbeing Challenge. You may have seen billboards about it or emails about it, but basically that gives people easy access to all the different well-being events that are happening around the county. Some of those are done by various partners, and there's no cost. They're always free, and they always are motivating, invigorating, and something that you can count on being good for you. So sign up for that, and then you'll get an email every month with a variety of different events that are happening, ranging from free classes, volunteer events, social outings, all sorts of things.
And this weekend, you've got a big event at Ford's Pond. Tell us more about that.
So if you haven't been out to Ford's Pond in Sutherland, you got to check it out. Just a wonderful example of progress in terms of making spaces where people can safely congregate and enjoy nature together. Way back, I remember going out there and the trail was, you know, mud, and it was a pleasant experience. And now when you go out there, the trail is paved. It goes all around the pond. There are other trails that go off and up into the hills. There's covered pavilions. The Friends of Ford Pond nonprofit has spearheaded a wonderful plan to make that area just so inviting and hospitable. There's a kids area, there's bathrooms, there's a wonderful parking lot. Now people can congregate there comfortably and in a very accessible manner and enjoy the wonderful nature that's there, and also bring people to the area. To me, it's a destination spot and something that should be celebrated. So we've organized a community walk run, meaning you don't have to just run, you can walk, and you can do it around the pond, and you can also do a 5K, a measured 5K that goes up into the trails around the pond. And so we're calling it the Thrive Umpqua Community 5K Walk Run at Ford's Pond. It's free, and we've already got hundreds of people registered, but you know, there is not really a limit. We do have a limit on some of the supplies, but if you just want to come out and have a good time, please do so and invite your friends. We're going to start that at 10 a.m. on Saturday, October 12th, so that's tomorrow. And we're really hoping it's going to be a fun event. The weather is going to cooperate. Lots of people are excited to come out and enjoy the nature together.
And it's been interesting and really kind of fun to watch that evolve over the last few years. We've done a number of segments with the Friends of Ford's Pond and City of Sutherland folks, because really it's a unique kind of private-public partnership that has made all this happen, because the nonprofit was able to go out and obtain funding from grants that maybe the city couldn't access as a city, and vice versa. The city was able to get some state park grants as well and other things. And I actually went out and walked around it for the first time since it was totally complete about a month ago. And it was interesting. It was a Sunday. It was moderately warm at that point. And talked to a few people along the way. There are a number of people that actually go walk that every single day of the week, pretty much.
Yeah, it's amazing. There's clubs like the Wednesday Walkers. They've got 10, 15, 20 people joining them. You'll see people getting to know each other. So even though it's a pond, it's actually a congregation spot. People are getting to know each other just from going there, bringing their friends, enjoying company and camaraderie. And I have to say, you're absolutely right, Kyle. I see Ford's Pond as kind of a passion put into purpose. And individuals who saw vision in that location inserting their passion and their time and energy to see what could happen. And with cooperative agencies and Sutherland all around rallying, the city of Sutherland cooperating with all the different aspects of the project, look what was accomplished. So to me, it's an example of cooperation, and more than that, infusing cooperation with individual's passion to make something happen. And now everybody can enjoy it.
And of course, parking is limited out there, so you might want to look at carpooling or parking a ways away and, oddly enough, walking or running to the event.
I know, right? Ironically, we're going to ask people to utilize some of the different parking strategies we've put in place. So we're going to have people there traffic conducting, and they have areas that they're going to direct people to park. Some are going to be adjacent church lots. Some are going to be the neighborhood street parking. And then we have overflow parking that's going to be in the parking lots that is near Dakota Pizza, and we'll have a shuttle van transporting people from that lot to Ford's Pond.
All right, so that's going on tomorrow, and people can just show up, right?
Yeah, there's no limitation. It's going to be, the style of the event is going to be, if you are competitive and you want to run a 5K, we'll put you up front. If you want to just time yourself, you'll be in the middle. Hey, if you've got a dog you want to walk, we'll put you in the back, and you can do that too.
Yeah, and pretty much the way you do things, like what I do Eugene Marathon, you know, all the fast runners that everybody, you know, is kind of placed in a certain segment and everybody takes off. It's fun to watch it take off, and this will be a fun event tomorrow. Now, also going on, we cover a lot of different events. You had a big one this summer. I want to talk about the longest table event. That was really unique.
Just like this event focuses on movement and camaraderie, we really saw a need for creating spaces where people could come together and talk. You could say, like, have a safe place to socialize, and that's what the longest table was. You may have heard about this event where the bridge was closed down going into the south entrance of the VA. That's what that was about. Hundreds of people sat together and ate and had conversations about things they had in common, namely living in this wonderful valley we call the Umpqua region, and we were able to count over 100 volunteers to make that happen. Hundreds of people attended. We gathered input and suggestions on how to improve the community from over 100 different people, and we're now consolidating that and making a wonderful report that we hope will be able to take advantage of and maybe even help people do some small projects.
Now, there was actually more than one table, right?
That's the question, right? Yes. Well, there were many, many tables all linked together.
Right.
So it was a table that literally overflowed on both sides of the bridge, but it was technically one table. And if you get a chance to go on Facebook and look at the post, there's some wonderful photos that were taken that shows just how impressive looking it was.
Yeah, definitely fun to see. I'm kind of a logistics person, so when you guys rolled this out originally, I thought, okay, if you build the longest table, how are you going to get it there?
Teamwork. All 100 of those people had it on their shoulders.
Yeah, I don't think so. Make sure and check out the post, so to see more about that. That was a huge event. What's something else coming up that you want to mention for Thrive Umpqua?
Well, yeah, thanks, Kyle. I mean, there's so many events happening constantly, big and small, in different types of events. Don't have enough time to mention all of them, but just going to give a shout out to a few of them. One of our wonderful partners is organizing a river cleanup on the 13th, Umpqua Watersheds, great way to support the river and clean up the area.
And not only is that this weekend as well, but it's the 40th anniversary of that.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. See, look at the consistency that some of our local organizations are bringing to the area. That's so nice to know that. Additionally, in Winchester at the elementary school, there's going to be a mural project. And on the 13th, on Sunday the 13th, you can join in and contribute to a mural. There is going to be starting a mindful movement yoga on Wednesdays from October 16th to December 18th from 1 to 2 p.m. And that's a partnership with Zen Den Yoga downtown. And that is free as part of the well-being challenge. So you can take a break from 1 to 2 on Wednesdays and participate in some mindful yoga. And then there's also going to be a shopping tour at Sherm's. Heck, you already know how to shop, but do you know how to shop healthy? That's the question. October 15th. 2 to 3:30 p.m., and you can check out the UC Veg website to find out more details about that.
All right, more from Thrive Umpqua when we come back to the interview, a podcast after 1 at 541radio.com, 1245 at News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County this afternoon, taking a look at Thrive Umpqua and Jeff Twybell. And Jeff, in this segment, is the health promotion intern for Thrive Umpqua. Jeff, how long have you been on board doing this?
Good afternoon, Kyle. I've been on board for about 2 months now. Officially, I'm about 5 weeks into my school term working with Thrive. But I also have volunteered for Thrive for over a year now.
So is this tied into, is this UCC or U of O or where?
I already graduated from UCC. So this is through Oregon State. It's the public health program with an option in health promotion and health behavior.
And so you're a little old to say, what do you want to be when you grow up? But what do you think down the road you want to do career-wise in public health?
Pretty much exactly what Thrive is doing. I want to be involved in the community directly, exactly what I'm doing right now. Making changes, healthy changes in the community, working directly with community partners, and just making and seeing those changes, healthy changes in the community.
So did you go to high school around here?
Yeah, I graduated in 2004 from RHS.
And so as you have kind of jumped into Thrive here, what have you learned so far? What's it been like to be the intern?
Well, it's a drastic change from school. So I've learned a lot, especially, you know, just being a part of a company and part of a team, responsibilities, basic stuff like that. But I've really learned a lot from John and Jess. They've been great leaders, as well as everybody at the Thrive Umpqua team. I'm only 5 weeks in, but I'm still learning a lot.
And what is it about Thrive Umpqua's sort of mission or overall direction? What pulled you in there and got you interested in being a part of this, even for a period of time?
Absolutely. I've been really heavy into pretty much like exercise and nutrition. I actually did led the boot camp classes for the city for a while, for about 5 years. So that kind of what drew me in. And then as I volunteered, I got involved in other directions too. I'm part of the tobacco committee right now. So we're getting ready for an event coming up later this month, the walkout on tobacco and glide. So that's the project I'm working on after the Ford's Pond.
And how long are you going to be an intern?
The school term is about 10 weeks, but I'll definitely be involved with Thrive after I'm done interning.
And so are you doing classes at OSU virtually then?
Yes. Yeah, so I've pretty much knocked out all of my classes. This is the last requirement for my degree. So once I get done with my internship, then, yep, I'll get my degree from Oregon State.
And what do you have idea-wise after that?
I don't know. I'm just kind of exploring what kind of jobs are available right now, kind of like what direction I want to go into. So it's just kind of looking at job postings and seeing, where I might fit, where my strengths are.
And I see that you've got some of the events that you wanted to talk about.
So after the 5K, which is tomorrow, the one I'm working on is the Walk on Tobacco event, which is October 26th from 2 to 4 p.m. in Glide at the school district track. That is honoring the 450 lives that were lost due to tobacco within Douglas County.
And is this part of a national emphasis, I imagine?
Yes, there's partners from all over the state that are involved in this.
So what do you do in terms of talking prior to the event or that day with young people about the issues with tobacco?
Oh, absolutely. We have some employees within the Thrive team that focus specifically on that. The biggest thing right now is vaping. So there's a lot of concentration on getting messaging out about the dangers of vaping.
So what'll be going on specifically out there? That's a Saturday event, right?
Yes. So we'll be out there from 2 to 4 is the event time. We pretty much, you come to the track and you walk as far as you want. When we're recording every mile, so every mile contributes to that 450-mile goal that we're looking for.
Wow. So you're trying to get that many miles in from the people that participate that day.
Yes, and we might extend it out a little bit virtually, too, so people are actually able to walk or run at their own convenience and be able to submit those miles towards the 450.
And what else do you have coming up that you're working on?
As far as projects, that's it for now. For October, at least, we're kind of taking it month by month. Once we get closer to November, that's kind of when we'll find out what's going on then.
Now, you mentioned teaching some classes earlier. What was that for again?
Oh, yeah. So that was through the city of Roseburg. They did offer a boot camp class, as well as they still offer the low impact fitness class. But the boot camp class hasn't been around for a while.
So what's it like to be out in a park or whatever teaching people that?
Oh, it's wonderful. The type of people that show up are just so energetic, and it's just fun being out there with them, being able to exercise, and everybody's in just such a great mood afterwards.
And do you find that it's easier to get people outside to exercise versus maybe doing some event in a gym or something like that?
Yes, people love to be outdoors. When we were doing the class, we would hold the outdoor activity at Joe Lane at the track, and we would get a lot of people to show up, and we had more capacity for people it being outside. But then, yeah, once it moved closer to November, we would transition over to a gym. But we still had really good attendance.
So what do you say to encourage people about staying in shape as the weather changes? And in fact, the forecasters tell me next week is where the big drastic change is going to hit, and the temperature is going to drop down into the 50s later in the week for the high temperature. Hard to believe and sad to say, but that seems to be where we're at for this point in October. Because a lot of times people are focused more indoors. They don't necessarily want to get rained on, et cetera. And then over the course of the fall, winter, early spring, they put those pounds on and they're not happy.
Absolutely. One of my strategies is to try to find an activity that's coming up, like a goal, something you can plan for. That way you take some small steps to look forward to meeting that goal. But yeah, once the weather kind of gets a little bit cold and rainy outside, sometimes you lose that motivation to get out there. But it's all about finding something that you really enjoy doing, that you're actually going to be able to do daily and go and do that.
Well, and for some people too, they get the home machines where they can do home workouts if they've got an extra room, or put the machine in the garage.
Yes, absolutely. That's what I have at my home gym too. So everything's inside, ready to go. If you do have that, it is really nice.
Now, as you've been studying public health, what have you learned in terms of how people are doing with their health? Are we seeing, the death? Are people dying at an earlier age? Are we staying healthy? Or are more people making wrong choices?
Yeah, it's kind of going in the direction where we don't want to go. Obesity rates are slightly increasing. Activity is down. So that's why I really enjoy, working with Thrive, trying to get people out, find recreation areas, any kind of activity to get them up and walking. So anything to get people moving.
All right.
I'm in.
Very good. And again, what day is the event in Glide?
That's October 26th from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m.
And should people register ahead for that?
That's an event where you just show up and then stay as long as you want and log your miles. And that's it.
Perfect. And again, Jeff, thanks for talking to us.
Thank you, Kyle.
And again, the event tomorrow out at Ford's Pond, that will begin at 10 o'clock. That wraps up Inside Douglas County for now. We'll talk about wreaths across America on Monday. Special emphasis to get 7,000 wreaths laid at the Roseburg National Cemetery in December. County Commissioner Chris Boyce and others will be in for that program. 1257 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEM. A daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEM.